USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The crisis on the border has become a humanitarian disaster, according to Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Anytime we're dealing with the massive amount of influx of people coming across the border, that would be a humanitarian crisis and a big challenge. Now, knowing the magnitude of the spread of COVID in these areas, this is occurring during the course of a pandemic and is endangering lives as we speak.
The governor speaking to Fox News. He also reported that 10% of migrants being held at a facility in Midland, Texas, have tested positive for COVID-19. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing harassment allegations from another woman, this time from a current aide. The woman, Alyssa McGrath, told the New York Times about her experiences in the governor's office. She is the first current employee to have come out with allegations against the governor. Cuomo has denied all of those allegations, but is under investigation by the state's attorney general. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The president and vice president received an update Friday from the CDC on coronavirus variants in the U.S. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
President Biden and Vice President Harris went to the CDC in Atlanta. Officials gave them an update on how the variants are evolving in the U.S.
This variant, B1.2, was wild type, so been circulating in the U.S. for a long time. But you see, it's being replaced with this variant, B117. This is the one that we're concerned about in the U.K. and Europe, and is more transmissible, more infectious. So we're in a race with our vaccination rates, our mitigation, continuing the mask and distance as we get this type of emerging variant like B117. We think B117 will be the predominant variant in the U.S. probably by the end of March.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A new germ-killing spray is being tested aboard the International Space Station.
Astronauts on the International Space Station are testing surface coatings intended to kill viruses and germs, including the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. The test for the Boeing company has astronaut Shannon Walker touch a dozen items daily to transfer microbes commonly found on humans to them. After 6 months in space, the items will return to Earth in early May, where researchers will determine how the microbes fared on the treated surfaces. NASA already has determined from previous experiments that microbes, especially bacteria, grow more readily in the microgravity of orbit. Boeing hasn't revealed what the surface coating is, but a spokesman confirmed that it's a polymer substance that's sprayed onto the items. Excessive amounts of microbes in food or water aboard the space station could create health risks. Boeing said they've tested the substance for use in aircrafts, so they know it's safe. Walker and three other astronauts are scheduled to return home with the samples in sealed containers during the second week of May in a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule.
And an eventful first day of the NCAA tournament as 3 games going into overtime and 2 major upsets occurring. 15-seeded Oral Roberts beat 2nd-seeded Ohio State 75-72 in overtime, just the 9th time in tournament history that a 15 has beaten a 2. The 13-seeded Mean Green of North Texas took 4th-seeded Purdue to an extra frame, coming away with the 78-69 upset. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.